Hello again, Album Rock Radio fans. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. We're back again this week after a little blip. We've got a good show for you this morning. I'm going to tell you how cancel culture hit two of music's biggest selling artists hard this past week. We've got some new music from the lesser known half of one of Album Rock Radio's most successful duos ever. Plus more music news and our usual features, Phil's Pick and our one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour, right here at 91.5 WMFO.
And these things slip with the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. Why me I tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high, man like a genie, but I call with a fly. Some me I say a virgin, tell me I beg her baby the first try. So the water come me, I tell you,
yeah.
That is Sugar Ray with Fly, the version with Supercat on it, from his 1997 album Floored. There are two versions of that song on the album, one with Supercat, one without. We like that one, it's much cooler. And before that, the Doobie Brothers with Rockin' Down the Highway here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I hope you had a good weekend. Before we get into the show this morning, I'd like to mention that we're back after a two-week hiatus. If you didn't know, I do this show remotely by recording it in advance, usually on Saturday or Sunday, for air on Monday morning, and then uploading it for airplay. Well, as with all technology, there are always glitches, and by bad coincidence, it happened to me 2 weeks in a row. There were ghosts in the machine, and the show did not air. But if you're hearing me now, that means we're back on track. And so this morning, I'm going to recreate the show that I originally intended to air 2 weeks ago. You should barely notice, except for maybe the This Week in Music History section, and the birthdays will be off by a couple of weeks, but otherwise we should be good to go. A lot of big things going in the world in the last couple of weeks. Matthew Perry has been making the rounds promoting his autobiography that's going to be coming out any day now. He was on with Diane Sawyer on an interview Friday night where many tears were shed. As you might expect, the book has a lot of inside info about making and working on Friends. But he also told some really crazy stories. He talked about how he passed on a role in the movie Don't Look Up with Leo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep because his heart had stopped during a medical procedure a few days before he was supposed to start filming, and so he couldn't make that film. He also talked about how he made out with Valerie Bertinelli while her then-husband Eddie Van Halen was passed out on the couch just a few feet away. So, you know, America needs to know this stuff, and it's all in the book, and as I said, it'll be coming out soon. Well, let's segue quickly to someone with a great life, and that is my friend Phil from Watertown. Listens to a lot of music and wants to share it with us on a feature we call Phil's Pick. We do it every single week right here at this time. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Falling Apart Right Now by Wilco. Wilco is an American alternative rock band based out of Chicago, Illinois. The band was formed in 1994 by remaining members of the alternative country group Uncle Tupelo. Wilco's music style has evolved from the 1990s country rock sound to a current eccentric indie rock collective that touches on many eras and genres. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Now don't you fall apart while I'm falling apart. Why don't you get in line behind the tears I'm crying? I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're gonna have to learn. Don't you lose your mind while I'm looking for mine. You're gonna have to stay strong a little longer this time. I know our hearts on a la carte, but baby, being blue when it comes to me and you, it's always on the menu. So sit down, 'cause I'm gonna be the only one falling apart right now. Don't you fall apart when you're breaking my heart. Why don't you get in line behind the tears I'm crying? I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're gonna have to learn. Learn when it isn't your turn. You're gonna have to keep it together somehow.
From the album Synchronicity, that is Synchronicity 2 from The Police. And we heard Wilco, Falling Apart Right Now, which was Phil's pick this week here on Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock of the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. This week, the rock world is mourning the passing of Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the pioneers of rock and roll, and one of the last remaining from that era. He was really the first madman of rock and set the stage for many who followed, many hotel room destroying, guitar smashing madmen in rock. He was 87 years old. At the top of the show, I mentioned that there were a couple of cancellations in music this week. The ongoing cancellation of Kanye West continues. His rhetoric has already cost him many business deals, and his representation in Hollywood and in sports, including his representation of Celtics Jaylen Brown. Now Apple Music has taken the lead as the first streaming service to take tangible action in response to Kanye, apparently removing the Kanye West Essentials playlist from their platform. His discography remains intact. You can still find his music, but a search for the platform-generated playlist, which features a comprehensive career-spanning collection of his music, garners no results beyond just a blank loading screen. Kanye took to Instagram last week to proclaim he lost $2 billion in one day. And the same thing, on a smaller scale, happened to Taylor Swift. She released her album Midnight last week to the delight of Swifties everywhere, including my daughter, who stayed up half the night as those songs were dropping last week. But Taylor Swift was forced to water down how she chose to portray her real-life experience with disordered eating because people found the use of the word fat in her anti-hero video offensive. During one scene on that video, she looks down at the scale, and instead of her weight, the word fat shows up all in caps. So some people found that imagery problematic, called the scene fatphobic because it reinforces the idea that being fat is bad. And now the close-up of the scale has been cut entirely from Apple Music and YouTube. Carly Simon endured an unthinkable tragedy last week as both of her sisters died a day apart. Joanna Simon, who was a renowned opera singer, died Wednesday of thyroid cancer at the age of 85. The following day, Lucy Simon, who was a Broadway composer and also performed with Carly in a 60s folk duo, died at 82 following a bout with breast cancer. Their brother Peter, a photographer, also died in 2018, so she's now the last living sibling in the talented Simon family, whose father, Richard Simon, was the Simon in the publishing giant Simon & Schuster, which I did not know. She will have some good news coming in the weeks ahead, though, as she is bound for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That'll happen in November as part of the class of 2022. Let's turn to some new music now. John Oates will always be remembered as the lesser half of the duo Hall & Oates, kind of like the captain in Captain and Tennille, or maybe Richard Carpenter or the Carpenters. But in fact, he's a talented musician. He's had a lot bigger hand in the success of Hall & Oates than most people give him credit for. And at age 74, he has a new solo album coming out. The first single will be called Pushin' a Rock. It's the first of six new songs, which will be released over the coming months. When asked about the future of Hall & Oates, he said, "You can ask Daryl, but my opinion is that Hall & Oates' future is in its past. The catalog of music that we created is evergreen, and some of it will go on forever. Some of it will remain obscure, unfortunately, due to the massive success of a few songs. Which is a shame, really. I'm not interested in trying to capture old glory. It was a moment in time. We've been together for over 50 years. I think 50 years is long enough to do almost anything. I don't take it for granted at all, but if it ends, I'd be a satisfied person." This is new from John Oates. It's called Pushin' a Rock on Rock of Ages. Got to keep on pushing. Like I'm hurting, can you understand? Don't wanna beg, cause it kills my pride. I'm praying I get out of here alive. My life's unlucky, gone from bad to good. Yeah, I made some mistakes, I've been misunderstood. Been up and down, trying to turn it around, just to get back on solid ground. And keep on pushing it up, pushing, pushing, pushing uphill. When it rolls back down, just go with it, go with it, go with it, go. Keep your head held high, keep trying and trying. Your eyes on the prize, hope on the horizon. Got a hole in your pocket, but you keep on searching for a heart of gold. Had enough.
Life hits you hard, but you keep standing tough. Lend a hand, try to help a brother. Reach out to each other.
Thank you. ago, in days of old, when magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away.
That is Led Zeppelin, of course, with Ramble On. And we heard the new one from John Oates from Hall & Oates. And it's called Pushing a Rock. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for waking up with me this morning, getting your week started, whether you're off to work or to school. I appreciate you listening on the radio here in the Boston area at 91.5 FM. Or if you can't be with us here, or you can't make this time slot, you can listen online. Either on demand or by streaming it live from our website, WMFO.org. Let's get to our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week, we feature Lee Michaels. He is an American rock musician born in L.A. He started his career playing in California surfer rock bands, then was a session musician for the likes of Jimi Hendrix and others. He began a solo career in the mid-60s. It took until his fifth album, appropriately called Fifth, in 1971, before he got national airplay with this song, which he called an autobiographical homage to the loss of a girlfriend. He recorded two more albums for A&M before signing a recording contract with Columbia Records in 1973, but his Columbia recordings failed to generate much interest, and he went into semi-retirement from music by the end of the decade. In 1988, he founded the Marina Del Rey-based restaurant chain Killer Shrimp, which he and his family continue to operate to this day. But he'll always have this one hit. This is Lee Michaels, Do You Know What I Mean, on Rock of Ages.
In 40 days since I don't know when, I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her ask her to stay. Do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know what I mean? Her and Bobby were stepping out. Her and Bobby didn't know I'd find out. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Lord, you know.
That is the jazzier side of Joe Jackson. You can't get what you want till you know what you want. And we heard Lee Michaels with our one-hit wonder. The name of the song was You Know What I Mean here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. This week in music history, a lot going on. There are a lot of birthdays, too, to celebrate this week in music. I'll lay those out for you in just a second. This week in 1971, Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers Band died in a motorcycle crash in Macon, Georgia. He was only 24 years old. In 1976, Talking Heads signed with Sire Records. They were offered a deal a year earlier after making a splash on the CBGB scene, but they wanted to wait until they were studio ready. This week in 1983, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon breaks the record for the most weeks on the Billboard album chart when it eclipses Johnny's Greatest Hits by Johnny Mathis with 491 weeks. Dark Side will remain on the charts until 1988 when it drops off after 724 weeks, and thanks to reissues and promotions, it returns from time to time and in total has notched over 880 weeks on the chart in total. This week in 2005, the white suit that John Lennon wore on the cover of the Beatles' Abbey Road album sells at a Las Vegas auction for $118,000. This week in 2006, Keane became the first major act to release a song on a USB memory stick. Fans could purchase the 512 megabyte drive at HMV stores, plug it into their computer, transfer the track, along with various videos and screensavers, but of course the single on a stick format would not catch on. And finally, this week in 2018, the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury, opens in theaters. It wins 4 Oscars, including Best Actor for Malek. Music birthdays that we're celebrating this week. Denny Lane, founding member of both the Moody Blues and Wings, is 78. Timothy B. Schmidt, guitarist for the Eagles and Poco, is 75. Lyle Lovett will turn 65. Anthony Kiedis, lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 60. Rick Allen, Def Leppard's drummer, is 59. Gavin Rossdale of Bush, 57, and Vanilla Ice was born Robert Matthew Van Winkle 55 years ago this week. And finally, been saving this one, along with Janis Joplin, Grace Slick is probably the lead female voice of the 1960s counterculture. She, of course, the lead of Jefferson Airplane and later the Starship. Grace Slick will turn 83 this week. Let's hear this one from her with the Starship on Rock of Ages. Hard to make that kind of money, yeah.
but love got us hooked up. Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Little squeeze on a Monday morning, that is Up the Junction. And before that, we heard the Jefferson Starship featuring Grace Slick, who will turn 83 years old this week, from their 1975 album Red Octopus. That was Fast Buck Freddy. Don't say that one too fast on the radio. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRusso with you. We've got time for another song or two, which we will get to right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody. But saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Rock of Ages on 91.5 WMFO.
If they say that it's so, don't they think that I know?
find her among the neon lights that haunt the streets outside. She says, stay with me, beautiful girl. Beautiful girl, stay with me. Don't you wanna go home? From doorway to doorway, street corner to corner, the neon ghosts in the city. And she says, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Anything could happen right here tonight. Beautiful girl,
stay with me.
Beautiful girl,
stay with me.
You wanna go
And that's the end of our show. Thank you for listening. My name is Ron LaRussa. We do this every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I hope you can join me again next week. And until we meet again, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.